Not used to sitting, though. You can come in Brooklyn, you walk a lot. Hello, everyone. Jimmy, I'm going to try to read slow tonight. I know that the fiction reading, I like to be up and out as quickly as I can. So, it's good to be here with you guys tonight in the sort of what I consider the dying embers of the American experiment this year. So I'm going to start off. In May, my wife and I accidentally got caught up in this anti-Trump protest that took place at Trump Tower. We meant to go to the MoMA, and we sort of got barricaded. And because Don finally explained what Satori is in a way that I understand it, the poem is called The Protester, but tonight it's going to be called Satori in Trump Land. So here it is. How in the fuck did I end up here? I think, as the cops put up barricades on one end of the block, people call up the line of chanting thousands that they've done so on the other end. How in the fuck? 30 minutes before this, I was eating Indian food on 46th Street and talking about going to see some Van Gogh. Now I'm breaking the law, blocking a city block. Or rather, the cops have broken the law for us by caging us all in. What is your end game, Officer Friendly? America, you and your corporate politics, you and your pseudo-populists on both ends of the spectrum. America, I never liked you and your hateful kind anyway. I just want to live somewhere where I can read a book and have a drink in peace. I am an isolationist by nature, but you insist on nominating authoritarian lunatics. So here I am, my belly full from lunch, not a goddamned Van Gogh in sight. Just thousands of kids with picket signs and old hippies with their arcane slogans. Dull, stone-faced cops lining the street by the hundreds. Billy clubs and guns, extra strands of handcuffs on their belts, thuggish tools for the whole corrupt system, always ready to turn on a dime and hurt the people they protect and serve. My little wife and I huddled in the middle of this shit, a couple of dumbs who should have followed their lunch with some frozen yogurt or a black and white cookie, stayed out of this circus, avoid maybe being arrested or pepper sprayed in the pale afternoon, because the wrong people are always being pepper sprayed, or worse, in this rotted out, hollow beast carcass everyone here still keeps calling the United States of America. Where the fuck are you? There you are. I don't have post-it notes. This one is called Inventing Abstraction, and it's off the book starting with the last name Grochalski, which Chris Collins put out on his sort of, is it a boutique? I don't know what you're doing with Coleridge Street, but there's not 100 print run, so this thing will exist until everything doesn't exist. Anyway, Inventing Abstraction. She sits in the foyer. She says, "You're just the man I've been waiting for." I tell her that it feels like I've been dragged through glass. She hands me a twisted paperclip, says, "Take this." I tell her that I'm too old for acceptance. She leads me to a window that is open with a gust of wind blowing in and says, "This has been driving me nuts." I tell her that the insane are closer to God in their way. She says, "See if you can get that paperclip to brace the window shut." I tell her that there's no saving us now. She says, "A strong guy like you should be able to jimmy-rig that window." So I tell her that I'm just no good anymore. I'm almost a month away from 39, and I've never made a dollar that didn't try to kill me, that I can't even get the neighbor across the street to fix his house alarm. She says, "A nice man like you can probably do anything." I tell her that I'm going to get drunk again today, that all of those whiskey and wine bottles in the basement are my cold sacrifices. But she says, "If only you could get that paperclip in there, then things would be so much better." And I think that she probably doesn't read the newspapers. She says, "There, like that, get that paperclip between those holes." And I try, and I try, and I try. I hand her back the twisted metal and tell her that it's no use. The world is full of broken windows and broken people with and without love, wind gusts and paper clips, someone who understands what Kandinsky was doing when he had Moscow by the balls, and the rest of us who are just trying to get along with a quieter kind of death. This one is called All I Like to Do Is Drink. All I like to do is drink, which might be true, otherwise you wouldn't have said it. I mean, I don't like many people, and I most likely don't like children or dogs. I don't like saying good morning or have a nice day. I don't like going to work or paying bills or paying rent or spending over $10 for anything. I don't like how low the minimum wage is, but I'm too lazy to try and change it. I don't like restaurants with happy waitresses hungering for a tip, and I no longer like going to bars. I don't like the infirm, and I get nervous around the mentally handicapped. I don't like car horns in traffic. I don't like people walking up my ass on the street, construction work blocking my path. I don't like parades and picnics, going to parks to stroll around on so-called beautiful days. I don't like Christmas or Thanksgiving, and I fucking loathe the 4th of July. I don't like texting, the internet and cable TV, smartphones and video games and men that say bro. I want to strangle people who talk about art and art museums. I don't like religion or the tenets of Eastern thought, so you can have your Jesus and Allah and Buddha and Mickey Mouse too. I don't like capitalism, America or American flags. I don't like exceptionalism and vanity and red states versus blue. I really don't like war all of the time. Because while it makes others rich, it just makes me tired. That means that I don't like politicians talking like politicians, and I don't like fascist charlatans telling me that they'll make America great again. So this means that I don't like being lied to. You know that I don't like racism or xenophobia, but I've had my dark moments of thought. And I don't like the sun and summer and pop music blasting out of some asshole's car, but I hate a fucker who's pretentious about music. I don't like warm weather when it's supposed to be cold out, or people who deny climate change. I don't like watching football, soccer, or hockey, or for that matter, any fucking millionaire playing games like kids. I don't like onions on my pizza, or anything else. Light beer or coffee that's too weak. I don't like umbrellas or scarves. I don't like genocide or murder, but I have a mental list of people that I take out. I don't like alarm clocks or blockbuster films, the upstairs neighbor who's always dropping shit. I don't like a lot of poetry, but I'm a sucker for a great line. I don't like him, and I don't like her. I don't like the mailman and the kid who works the deli, the one who sighs when I want a pound of meat. All I like to do is drink, you say. Well, I love you more than you could possibly imagine. Still, I don't like lulls in the conversation, and I hate to interrupt, but I don't like it when my vodka glass is empty. So if you'll excuse me for a moment, I'll be right back. Because I don't like it when people don't keep their promises, and I never like it when I'm going to be late. Sorry, I keep shaking up here. I'm gonna read a little simple poem right now. Is it in this book? I don't know. Men with too many books. This one is called Ass. Watching me, watching the curves, on the ass of a 17-year-old, as she picks up a book from the floor, the old woman frowns at me and shakes her head, tries to make me feel guilty for looking at something that she and I both know we'll never have again. This one is called Monet's Sunflowers. All right, everybody likes 17-year-old girl. Jesus Christ. You know, I found out in Pittsburgh you can get vodka in pint glasses, and I've had like a lot of them, so you'd think it would stop the shakes. Anyway, or maybe start them again. I don't know, is this the DTs? Well, you need to be sober to get the DTs, right? All right, this is called Monet's Sunflowers. Freezing. I stand under a sign that says, smile, you're on camera. A big yellow bulb with a grin and something of Hollywood production value looking down on me. I imagine the camera is Degas's ballet dancers instead. Millet by way of Van Gogh, and not the police state rearing its ugly head on a cold morning when I just want some shelter from the howling wind. I think maybe I should do a two-step, moonwalk, an exotic dance for the voyeur on the other end, audition for the world stage. But I'm too cold and in too many layers to really move. And any attention these days is bad attention. So I stand there for a while and watch the people huddled into themselves as they hustle down the block, shiver and wait for buses that are late, sulk in archways like me, thinking we are all beautiful characters in avant-garde movies that we don't even know are being filmed. In paintings, we are Monet's sunflowers wobbling, drooping in the Arctic breeze, frowning still lives on this campus, tripping down the avenue. We are actors under the illusion of safety. Or maybe we're a bunch of potential killers, just a band of thieves, like they really see us. waiting on our 15 minutes of fame, basking in the camera's seductive gaze, itching to strike. Thank you.